It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. June 5th, 1783, the first hot air balloon ascent flies unmanned for about 10 minutes. It was constructed by the French brothers Joseph Michel and Jacques Etienne Montgolfier at the home in France. 1933, Ada Byron, who would later become the Countess Lovelace, meets computer pioneer Charles Babbage in England. Byron would later be known for writing a description of Charles Babbage's early mechanical general-purpose computer, the analytical engine. 1924, Ernest Alexanderson transmits the first facsimile message across the Atlantic. 1938, the first machine to produce intelligible speech-like sounds is exhibited by Bell telephone scientists Homer Dudley, Richard Reitz, and Stanley Watkins, called Pedro the Voter. 1943, final contracts were signed as the Army fully funds the ENIAC. Captain Paul N. Gillian is credited as naming the machine ENIAC. Everything goes into effect on July 1st. 1977, the Apple II, first practical personal computer, goes on sale. It featured a 1 MHz MOS 6502 processor, integrated keyboard, built-in basic programming environment, expandable memory, 4K expandable to 48K, a monitor for color graphics, sound card, and 8 expansion slots. Also in 1977, Taito introduced the classic arcade game Space Invaders in Japan. 1983, Coleco Industries announced the Coleco Atom computer, which featured a Z-Log Z80A processor and 80 kilobytes of RAM. The price of the computer was, with a daisy wheel printer, was $599. Also in 1983, Atari introduced the Atari 600 XL with a 1.79 megahertz processor, 16 kilobytes of RAM, and more for $199. It could also come with a letter quality printer for $600. And Atari introduced the Atari 800 XL with 64 kilobits of RAM and more with along with a modem and disk drive. 1989, Populous UK game developer Bullfrog Production releases Populous, one of the first commercially successful God games. 1995, Bose-Einstein condensate, a state of matter formed by bosons cooled to temperatures very near to absolute zero, was first created. 1996, Apple Computer announced that they will close their printed circuit board assembly in Elk Grove, California, by year's end. Also in 1996, Peter Crisp, a longtime Apple Computer Board member, steps down and was replaced by Edgar Woolard Jr. of DuPont Neuromonts and Company. 1997, Electronic Arts agrees to purchase the rival game company Maxis, which was well known for their line of SimCity games. And in 1998, industry programming pioneer Jim Nichols, who was responsible for such classic games as Asteroid Field, Bug Attack, Ring Raider, and Star Thief for the Apple II computer, dies of a cerebral hemorrhage. Reuters, the Associated Press, and other news services relate the news that comedian Bob Hope had passed away over the internet. Of course, that information turned out to be untrue. And the U.S. Department of Commerce released the green paper outlining its plan to privatize the domain name system on January 30th. This was followed up by a white paper. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks, or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the day in tech history. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, AMD begins shipping the 600 to 700 megahertz Duron processors to computer manufacturers, starting at $112 per chip. AMD also introduced the 700 megahertz to 1 gigahertz Athlon processor. They could include the integrated 256 kilobit level 2 on-chip full-speed exclusive cache. It was codenamed Thunderbird and priced at $319 to $990. 2001, AMD announced two Athlon microprocessors, the Athlon MP, which ran at 1 GHz and 1.2 GHz, as well as the AMD 760 MP. The Omron Corporation announced that it had developed a microprocessor for cellular telephones that was 10 times faster than existing processors. Also in 2001, Nevada becomes the first U.S. state to vote to legalize online gambling. Reuters News Service reports that a research firm, Jupiter Media Metrics, released a report indicating that the combined companies of AOL, Time Warner, Microsoft Corporation, Napster, and Yahoo control over half of all time spent online by United States computer users. Of course, that's changed over the last 13 years. And Simplex Solutions and Toshiba Corporation jointly announced that they have developed a new method to develop microchips so they yield up to 10% greater performance or better. 2002, Mozilla 1.0 of their first public release was made available. 2006, GNU Bison 2.3, a free parser generator computer program written for the GNU project, was released. NeoOffice 2.0 Alpha, a version open source of OpenOffice.org Office Suite for the Mac OS, was released. And the Pirate Bay goes down, citing database server problems that were the result of all publicly resulting from the May 31st, 2006 police raid against them. 2008, Verizon Wireless announced they would acquire Altel for $28.1 billion. And former Broadcom CEO Henry Nicholas was indicted on 25 counts, including conspiracy and securities fraud related to options backdating, as well as numerous drug violations. 2009, hacker and DEF CON founder Jeff Moss joined the Homeland Security Advisory Council. And in 2013, the U.S. International Trade Commission ruled that Apple infringed on a Samsung patent. They banned the import of several Apple products. And Amazon began operations in India. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And, of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.